Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Carroll. Welcome to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions, the podcast series. Today's podcast edition covers some interesting findings from Panorama's 2016 ERP report, and I'm going to be joined again by January Polk, Director of Organizational Change and Business Process Management at Panorama Consulting Solutions. January, welcome back to the podcast. It's good to have you again.
It's great to be here.
Well, let's get started. First of all, tell us a bit more about Panorama's various ERP reports and how the data is collected.
Sure. Panorama's ERP reports come from a report that summarizes actual results from a sample size of 215 ERP selections and implementations across the globe. So it really is anyone who has recently completed or is in the process of going through a selection or implementation project. It provides lessons learned from all of these types of companies, from various types of companies and sizes. It is the only one of its kind and really does provide an objective look at the actual state of ERP and enterprise software implementations around the world. The study includes organizations that have implemented systems such as just a single ERP solution or CRM system or HCM software, and then many other types of enterprise software.
So in this podcast series, we've talked about Panorama's ERP report findings from previous years. Are this year's report in line with what you've found with previous years, and what are the most significant changes?
So in general, I would say it's in line with previous years. And that companies still experience some type of cost overrun or scope creep or fail to realize the business benefits. But one of the most startling revelations in this year's report is the significant jump in the average implementation duration time. So last year's data showed an average implementation duration of about 14 months. The 2 years prior to that were 16 and 17 months, respectively. But that number this year jumped to 21 months, and this could be partially attributed to the number of larger and more complex organizations that represented the data collected in this year's study. But it's really not enough to justify such a large increase. And so what we think is that companies are doing a better job